Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for tuning in today. This is episode 1914 of Side Hustle School. That would be 1914. We are still going strong. It's all because of our amazing community. And that means you. You are awesome. All right. Now, we thought about saving this story for Valentine's Day, but then we realized that's 11 months away, also known as a really long time. So here you go. Here it is today. In this story, a car rental consultant goes from hurts to hearts with a six-figure side hustle. She is a Las Vegas wedding officiant. Why not? And we're going to learn how this business model really works. As I said, it's doing really well. She has definitely learned a lot in the time she's been doing it. So let's dig into the details. Las Vegas wedding officiant bets on red. That's today's story.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sometimes something monumental happens and we suddenly veer off to a whole new life. Well, that's what happened to today's side hustler, Maria Morano. Several months after the death of her husband, Maria was looking to start over. She wanted to do something she enjoyed that had an impact on others. After she saw a friend perform a wedding ceremony, she knew she'd found a calling. She wanted to become a wedding officiant. But she didn't rush right into this new adventure. To be sure of her decision, Maria first mulled over for a while and did some research. A wedding officiant, of course, is someone who performs wedding ceremonies. They can also branch out to perform funerals, end-of-life ceremonies, and naming ceremonies for infants. In most places, you have to be an ordained minister to perform weddings, but receiving your ordination can be done fairly simply. It doesn't mean going to divinity schools for years. In most cases, it's much, much easier. Now, here's where it gets interesting for Maria. After obtaining a license to perform marriages in the state of Nevada, that's where she lives, Maria created a promotional kit with her bio and a video of her performing a mock wedding. Then she put on her heels and a smile and began knocking on the door of every wedding chapel on the Las Vegas Strip, asking for referrals. She was nervous, but knew she had to try. Side note, you might wonder how many wedding chapels there are on the Las Vegas Strip. I wondered too. So I looked it up. It turns out there are 50 of them. 50. Definitely a popular venue. Maria got her referrals, got underway, and also made a number of mistakes. In her early days of officiating, she once got the name of the groom wrong. Whoops. She once used the name of the bride's ex-husband. Not ideal. And she once forgot to tell guests they could sit down, leaving them standing for the whole ceremony. Still, she learned from the mistakes and quickly developed her own style. Being an officiant is all about making connections. Literally. It's something the couple and their friends and family will remember for years. That's a big responsibility. To grow the business, Maria joined her local Chamber of Commerce and some wedding-related associations. She continues to talk to venue owners and hotel chapel managers to stay top of mind in case someone asks for an officiant they'd recommend. She also advertises her services on websites including The Knot and Wedding Wire. And finally, she always has her elevator pitch ready in case someone somewhere asks what she does for a living. When she started, her cost of licensing with the county and ordination itself was just about $150, and her website was about $500 to get up and running. Being a wedding officiant began as a side hustle for Maria, but it eventually grew into one of her main sources of income. As a part-timer, doing weddings 50% of her time, she made between $15,000 to $20,000 a year. Now, she earns over six figures a year. Looking back, Maria wishes she had a mentor in her early days. So to help others just starting out, naturally, she's created a training course that teaches budding officiants everything they need to know about licensing requirements, how to perform the perfect ceremony, and how to create a competitive fee structure. For her, all of those elements combined into a rewarding second act. If you'd like to learn more about this whole business of becoming a wedding officiant, obviously, Maria's website is a good starting point, truelovenots.com. That's knots with a K, K-N-O-T-S. We will link it up on the notes page. Also, for jurisdictions, make sure to do your research to find out the process in your country, state, province, county, city. It does vary quite a bit, but there are lots of places where it's actually pretty simple. So who knows? Maybe that'll inspire somebody out there. And if not, what else could you do like this? Like, what else, what other services might there be that you could apply a similar model to and, you know, who knows, create a side hustle or maybe something so much more? Well, that's it for today. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Those show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1914. You can also send us a comment or question there. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care of yourself out there. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.